the casualty rate is fascinating. As a physician, it's interesting because we have lost nearly 3,000 people and died of our troops. But more importantly, there's an estimate now is that 44,000 casualties have occurred. And I'm concerned that this is a kind of war that's going to create a huge amount of disability. And we want everybody to know that we're going to have to take care of our veterans, and that we can be against the war. We feel very strongly the best thing we can do for the vets is bring them home and end this war.
What do you make of Tuesday's election?
I'm happy to see Tuesday's election, but I think the Democrats need to be reminded that they have to step up to the plate and fix this problem that was created by a Republican administration. And I have not seen the kind of leadership before this election, I haven't seen it since the election, that would indicate that they're going to actually do what needs to be done, which is to pull the troops out of Iraq. Now, it has to be done carefully, but it can be done effectively within the next very few months, in my opinion.
Let me ask you one thing. I noticed on the website, among the things that are on the Declaration of Peace website, they call for payment of reparations to Iraq. You're smiling.
Yeah, that's an issue. It's funny because I was sitting in Congressman Rohrabacher's, who's my representative to the Congress. I was sitting in his office, and we were actually asking him to sign the Declaration of Peace. And his attitude was that we were going to basically tax the oil out of Iraq for as long as it takes to pay back the entire cost of the war. And I just thought that was a very unkind thing to do in face of the fact that we really have to take responsibility for what we've done to that country. And I feel very strongly, all of us do, that we need to repay and rebuild Iraq in a supportive way, in a way that's consistent with their government, and not in light of the kind of corporate profiteering that is likely to occur and has been occurring while we've been there.
What about the mission they were sent on to accomplish?
Well, who knows what that? Everything's been so obscured. The reason they went there was falsely represented, and what they're doing there now is not clear. They have not been effective in developing a decent military of Iraqis. It's going to take a long time to get that, and it looks like that this is a civil war. And if it's a civil war, then it clearly is not a place for our military, because that's a problem that the Iraqis will have to work on. The fact that Saddam is gone and apparently is going to be executed, which in my opinion is wrong because I'm against the death penalty, but that's the Iraqi decision. I guess you could say that's an accomplishment, but if that had been accomplished by the Iraqis and not by the Americans, then I think it would be a much more important step in their evolution from a dictatorship to a democracy. And ours trying to superimpose a democracy on this country, I think is very, very difficult.